Hello, my name is Lorraine Garvey of D32 Business Network, and I'm having a really important discussion this morning with Karen Whitley from RightClick Business Services. Now, I've introduced you like that, but that's part of the conversation because it was originally your core focus was RightClick bookkeeping services, Karen. I really admire someone who's got the confidence and the courage to do a flip. Right. And I'd love to just open with that. Why have you gone from bookkeeping to business services? And then we'll dig into, what brought you to there. But tell us a bit about what you're doing now and what prompted that change.
I think we all need to tap in to what really brings us joy. And I only had this conversation with someone yesterday. They're doing something, doing, I've got a business and thinking about moving out of that. And I said to them, what would happen if money was an object and there was nothing to get in your way? What would you do? And this person said, without taking a breath, said X. And I said, so why aren't you doing it now? And I think we should all be doing that because that's how we can make a difference. And for me, maybe it's an age thing, is that I need to leave my legacy. And I'm getting more and more, I guess, frustrated. I'm not entirely sure what the word is. But the more I work with people, the more I see and realize they don't understand how to run a business. And we're not taught how to do that. We're great at what we do. We get into business. So for me, it's been quite the evolution. Started in business with a business partner, doing that for 26 years, 10 employees, yada, yada, yada. Life changed. I found myself a single mother, working a corporate job, not enjoying that, and needing more money. And that's how ultimately, if our backs against the wall, that's when we do our best work. So I've always worked with numbers. I'll go and get my BAS registration. So I did. So that got the money in. But I soon realized that I'm great at what I do, but that's not going to change the world because people just don't understand their numbers. So I've been doing bookkeeping for probably 5 or 6 years now. I've lost track of time really because there was a bit of crossover between my corporate job and starting my business. And it's just becoming more and more evident to me that people really don't understand the basics. And I find that alarming. And all you have to do is look at the statistics of business failure, and it's just getting worse. And it's got to stop. And I need it to be my legacy to bring in some changes to make that stop. And the start of that journey for me is educating people around the basics. And often, Lorraine, it's people that have been in business a long time that also don't understand the basics. And my accountant does that. But it's our responsibility as business owners to understand the fundamentals of our numbers in our business.
Before we go in and talk about how you're solving that problem out there now, I mean, because I've heard you speak, and you would and when I say speak, it's in a conversation between you and I around, and that what you were saying there is you were horrified to find out how little people actually know about understanding the numbers. And as you say, we don't have business school. We don't go to business school. We don't need any degree in numbers. We don't need to pass a finance course to go out there and run a business. So, like as business owners, we learn more trade, but then when do we go and then master the running the business or the financials? We just don't know what we don't know. And particularly, what I find is people in networking have got a bit of a leg up because they're always talking to other people and they'll let us know we don't know what we don't know. But people who
Absolutely.
don't can easily get lost. So, and Karen, we're having this discussion because you're just so good at what you do, and you're so passionate. You're a community expert within the D32 network to actually really empower people that so that we can impact that survival rate and that
Absolutely.
level of business savvy. But when you say they don't understand their numbers, how do you know that? So can you tell us a few ways that, what would you look at in somebody's balance sheet or statements to say, well, you don't know your numbers? How do you recognize that? And I'm just asking that so that we can paint the picture for anybody who might be listening that might spark them and say, well, I actually don't know what you're talking about. So, we want to just so how do you know that, Karen? What are the key signs?
I think that the number one key sign for me is planning with any business, putting the money aside on a regular basis for the ATO. I see it time after time after time, and it is very concerning. And it was just another trigger for me during the week. I've got a client, he's only been in business a couple of years. He was a little bit nervous, jumped in and out of job and into the business. And I said, you've got to be in or out with this. Now, he's in an industry, he's a tradie that, let's just say, no time soon is there going to be lack of work for this fellow. Heavy mining equipment, etc., that's his game. And anyway, so he has just had his tax returns done by his accountant, and he is earning, let's say, some very, very good money. He's running a great business. And when your tax returns are done, the ATO then say, okay, well, we estimate that in the next financial year, you're going to earn X. So when you lodge your BAS every quarter, this is going to be your quarterly tax installment. Now, for this particular fellow, and this is just one of many examples, he nearly had a heart attack when, I was preparing his BAS, and I said, just heads up, this is the figure. And it was substantial. And he, as I said, he was horrified. And I said, but look at your turnover. Look how much income you're getting in. He said, I'm working for nothing. I said, no, you're not working for nothing. You know that. Obviously, 10% doesn't belong to you because that's the GST, and I do, give him that figure every month. But there's other strategies for people that don't have a bookkeeper, that haven't invested in a bookkeeper or not able to because they're new in business. But you have to pay tax on that as well. So then putting into play, we'd had this discussion, this is how we plan ahead for this, so that it's still not a comfortable thing to pay that money to the ATO, but it's more comfortable if the money's in the bank account and you go, ooh, but you know that you can pay it because you've been planning for that. And his words to me, and it has just cemented how I feel at the moment with all of this, is this: I get so confused with what I'm having to pay the ATO. So his particular business is obviously GST. There, he has payroll, so there's tax from the payroll, the superannuation from the payroll. There is his tax liabilities every quarter. That's how the tax department makes sure that they get their money throughout the year. And for this particular fellow, he's a proprietary limited. His wife has a vehicle that's part of the business, and they pay fringe benefits tax on that as well. I'm not going to go into that because that's a very complicated tax, but there's all of these things he has to pay. And he's not the only person that says this is so overwhelming. I don't, and this is part of when I work with clients, is explaining all of this. And we're learning something new. You have to be told several times. So I've created a cheat sheet to explain what all the taxes are and all the things they need, you need to pay the ATO as a business. But it's all about planning for that. But as you said, we don't have to do a course of any description when we go online and grab an ABN. It's quite complex.
It is complex. I mean, I can remember even when I started out. So before, District 32, I was on a sole trader as a business coach. Now, my business experience and my background came from marketing, not finances. And I actually thought I knew everything, really. And I was putting my GST behind and I was fine. And I thought I was all on top of it. And then at the end of the year, got a $35,000 bill because I hadn't been realized it was the PYG.
Right, it's a big
Right?
shock.
And I was just like, I was horrified. Because I actually didn't know what I didn't know. I thought I was
Absolutely.
doing the right thing. I was putting the 10% past and da da da. And we just don't know. So yeah, we need to know, right? We need to, this is our conversation here to share with us, to share with our networks, to share with who's listening. You know, we have to do this. So yeah, a great tip that I was shared with me once before around that GST was, you know, all the money comes into one account. And then I put 10% into another and the rest into mine. So it actually never hits my account, which was such a good practice.
Yes,
Than just for the
absolutely,
GST component
absolutely.
anyway. But how else do you
That's
recognize
right.
then? How else do you recognize then, Karen? So you've spoken about, you know, one of the signs that people don't understand is they don't have the money passed for the ATO. What might be another sign for you looking at someone's numbers that they don't understand what's going on?
There's a few different markers, but let's just talk about simple ones that are easy to find. Money coming in. I have another client. We had to work. I had to work very closely with him. He's proprietary limited, but it's just him in the business. And again, another tradie earning really good money, but his invoicing to his clients was 60, 90 days. And there's not a small bit, there's not any business, I don't think, but let's talk small business that can operate profitably and successfully and without stress on those kinds of terms. So changing his invoicing days to 7 days, maybe some, not so much for his business, but if there's recurring clients that it's the same amount every month and set up a direct debit with that client, because people genuinely can forget to pay bills. So this fellow, when I first took him on as a client, was relying on his personal credit card to keep the business afloat.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of money being used on the credit card for the business, and that just becomes an absolute snowball effect for disaster, because there's never the cash flow there. So it's making sure that you've always got enough money to cover your expenses. And for many businesses, and I've got many clients, but everyone's business is very, very similar in as far as the numbers go. And you know, we have lots of direct debits, so subscriptions and memberships and insurances, etc. So a lot of our expenses, we know what those expenses are. All of this goes down to planning. And for a lot of people, it's that whole freeze zone. I'm not great at math. I don't know how to do this. And they start to go into freak out. And it's really is very simple when, and everything's simple when you know how, I guess. But working out what your income is, and even if you don't have managed clients, you don't know exactly when the money's going to come in, you know mostly when your expenses are going to be, and it's planning for that. So the first part of the planning is the hardest and can be the most frustrating for people who've never done it before. Work out what those expenses are every week, every month, whatever, and what dates they are, the ones that you know of, and what money is coming in. So there's no point looking at your numbers at the end of the quarter to see what your BAS is going to be. It needs to be, at the very least, monthly. But I couldn't bear to look at my books only monthly, because you know, things come up during the month, an expense that, you know, is a one-off, or there's a client that for me, they might not be a managed client, so it might be just a one-off client. So it's making sure that all the planets align to make sure that you are covering your expenses. And yeah, I mean, there's lots and lots of strategies, but getting that money in on time and having a good system in place, not just ad hoc, on how are you going to get that money in on in a timely manner so that you can pay your suppliers.
So yeah, so we've spoken about, you know, the ATO, we've spoken about terms, making sure you're getting the money in. You mentioned, planning, and that comes around in the form of that initial cash flow projections. We wouldn't have survived if I didn't have a cash flow projection sheet. You've got absolutely no idea. That's my sanity. Sometimes it's my insanity, but it's my sanity, and it's that real
Absolutely.
okay, well, we can run out of money then, or it allows you to do that what if or if then else scenario. What if that happens? What if this happens? How much money
And
have we
I
got to
think,
play with?
and that all of that, Lorraine, goes back to control. So if you're burying your head in the sand with that, it's because you're losing your sense of control. And it's scary thinking about how do I get this back in control? But if you're looking at cash flow, and for many businesses, it's not regular income. You don't know when it's going to come in. But if you're looking at that on a regular basis, okay, I've got this big workers' comp bill coming in, and I've got X, Y, and Z, making sure that it all matches so that you do get back that control. That feeling of control is such, if you could bottle it, it'd be worth a fortune. The sense of
Absolutely.
control. Yeah, people freak out because they don't have control. It's hard to get that clarity for some people that are so scared about their numbers. And people are genuinely scared. And some people even say to me, thinking about my numbers actually makes me feel sick, because it's what we don't know. We don't know what we don't know, and what we don't know scares us.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. And also, you said the word there around, the clarity. So the clarity and the certainty and the
Yes,
confidence that
absolutely.
comes through from having transparent numbers and knowing what you're doing and having a control of your business allows you
Absolutely.
then to make good decisions. Sleep at night, I
Ab
think is the word we're talking about here. Allows you to
absolutely,
sleep.
absolutely.
Look, Karen, how are you helping people now? Like moving out of the, obviously you've been doing bookkeeping very successfully for many years, but what are you doing now? How are you transitioning?
I am still bookkeeping because, like all businesses, we have our bread and butter. Ultimately, that's an important part for any business. And I would like to hand that over to somebody else because bookkeepers are amazing at what they do and love their work. And I was loving it while I was doing it, but my passion, I have to make these changes for people in business, because it can be such a rewarding experience. We all know it's hard work, but it can be rewarding if it's done well. And for me, I've got clients that I've had for some time, and they would miss me and I would miss them. So I'll probably always have that leg of my business. I don't know what the future looks like, but my passion is in this other. It's back to the foundations, the basics of business, and the realization for me, something has to change. And even recently, I had some air conditioning installed in my office before summer, and this young fellow's working for someone, and he said, "I really want to start my own business. I've got no idea where to start." And we just sort of had a general chat. Think about this, think about this. Oh, I didn't have an idea of any of that. But as I've said before, it's not only new in business. Many people that have been in business for some time do rely on their accountant. And often that's at the end of the financial year, and that's not going to help your cash flow. So I'm really, really driven for this education, because I think it's so missing in the business world. And if we don't get our cash flow right, then we can't operate for any length of time successfully, and it needs to be as stress-free as possible. So if we can get control over the basics, I mean, ultimately, if you owe the ATO a ton of money, that is stress, 100% stress. And I have had clients come to me in that position, and we've had to work through processes to get on top of it. And it's like any debt, you have to face that head on. How am I going to manage this? I need someone to help me manage this. And honestly, before long, once systems are in place, and that's personally or professionally with your finances, it is just that little tiny one step at a time compounds. And next thing you know, you're on top of your ATO debt, or say it's a personal debt. It doesn't, it just takes a bit of, I need this. If your passion is there for your business, you need to be looking at how do I get to learn how to understand my numbers. And you don't have to get an accountancy degree or understand all any of that lingo. It truly does come to the absolute basics. If you're paying the ATO, you're making sure that money's put aside. Really, the rest is an easy thing to implement. But yeah, it's just it's like everything. It's all about planning, really.
So, that's how you want to help people now. You want to help people at the front end, not the back end, fixing the problems. You want to
Yes.
teach people and empower people to have a solid, sustainable business that they can manage.
Absolutely.
So how are you doing that now then, Karen? Are you running workshops?
I'm glad you asked. I am, well, I went to release my passion project yesterday, and the IT gremlins decided that that wasn't going to work. So you just got to go with the flow, don't you? So I get asked these questions all the time about finances, and it's never anything complicated. It's always the easy stuff. So I've created a handful of workshops, and they're online. You just pay for them in your own time, do them in your own time at your own pace. They literally tick of the boxes as you go through. I've created videos where I discuss the topic step by step. There's PDFs, there's step-by-step instructions. And what I have found, Lorraine, is people are embarrassed to say, I don't understand anything about my numbers. I don't understand cash flow forecasting, because that's just one of those big words that my accountant uses, or budgeting and that kind of thing. This has been a passion project for some time, and I just needed to finally get on with it. I was getting a bit bogged down with, I guess, the other side of my business, but this really lights me up, and I know it's going to make a difference to a lot of people, and it's affordable. Anyone can afford these workshops. I'm planning on, when it actually goes live, that there'll be discounts if people buy more than one, because they might be interested in another topic, but trying to make it succinct so each workshop is easy to follow and just discusses that topic and gets from the start to the finish. And I guarantee people will feel confident on that topic by the end of the workshop. And as you can do it in the privacy of your own home, you don't have to feel uncomfortable. And it can be uncomfortable opening your financial world up to someone else if you've got someone else to come in. I find most businesses are reluctant to get a bookkeeper in the first place, because they're showing everything to a stranger, and that can be a very uncomfortable place to be. So this is really just some basic stuff that people don't understand, but there's no embarrassment, at your own pace, in your own time, and just give you that sense of confidence and control. And then once you have confidence in that area, I think I might not have another look at the next area. So it's just, it really is the fundamentals, but so missing.
It's essential business knowledge, Karen.
It
It's
really,
essential. It should
really
be,
is.
people must should be, it should be in there somewhere that, any business owner has to tick a box on basic understanding of financials and ATO responsibilities. It really should. So, hats
It
off
is,
to you.
it's my goal before, I go to the rainbow in the sky, that when someone goes to start a business, they can't just go and grab an ABN. They have to have done some sort of fundamental course, basic course, that this is what you need to do, because people don't understand the absolute basics because they've not been taught
Don't need
that.
to. Yep.
And if I can be sitting in my rocking chair when I'm 100 on my porch, and thinking to myself, look at the change I've made in the business world, that's my dream. That's my goal. It's not about the money at all. It's about the change needs to happen in business. It really needs to change. You know, it's so disheartening for people to close businesses. It's you put your heart and soul into a business, and then to have to make the decision to close the doors because financially you just and mentally you can't cope with the stress of the debt anymore. And you know, what I see most of the time, it's ATO debt. You know, that's got to stop. It has to stop. And I want to be the one to make that change. And I will be the one to make that change.
Karen Whitley, that's why we're having this conversation. You're an amazing lady. I love
Thank
what
you,
you do.
Lorraine.
I love who you are. I love the passion driving this project and, you know, the hurdles that you have to overcome yourself to get this project up and running. So thank you very much. An amazing lady.